Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Lamar, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. About yourself?
It's almost Friday, brother.
Nice weather going on.
Yes, definitely, and it's almost Friday, so that tends to help a little bit. you know what? It's funny because I'm a W-2 employee, so Friday is Friday for me, but I speak with business owners all day long, and I learned that they can care less whether it's Friday or Saturday because they have to work those days either way. So,
yeah, right. You don't have a vacation day.
right. Well, you know, I'm a W-2 employee, so Friday is a Friday for me. Anyhow, Lamar, LNR Excavation, I want to get, you know, just straight to the point here. I want to make sure I'm being mindful of your time, brother. LNR Excavation, I know that, you know, you were under the impression that you were already somewhere up there on Google. I did a little bit of further searching. And okay. Just so you know, the business is not coming up under the keywords in the Arthur,
so
Illinois.
Are you searching for, like, excavation services?
Yeah, excavation services, excavation companies, you know, foundation, anything that has to do with excavation, we looked that up to make sure that, you know, you're coming up under the correct keywords, because that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're coming up under any of the keywords of the services that you're doing, because, you know, no one's going to go on Google and type in LR excavation, right? I mean, people go on there and they're typing in, you know, whether it's site prep, demo, excavation services. So that's where we would make sure that LNR excavation pops up as one of those top recommended options. Okay. Now, the question I have, Lamar, and again, I want to keep things pretty straight to the point here. Are you in a position right now, brother, where you're able to handle more work?
I mean, my calendar's filling up pretty fast the last week or two.
Okay.
I got probably two, if not three weeks right now. So. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's coming in, so it's not like I'm looking for a lot of work, but.
Okay. Well, obviously not a lot of work, but obviously, I mean, you definitely can take on a couple of more jobs, right? And, you know,
this winter would be nice, probably, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Now, the website that you currently have, Lamar, is that website yours? Are you paying for the domain, or how is that working?
I am paying for a domain through somebody that set up the website, so.
Okay.
Like, they set it up, they run it, but I paid for the domain.
You pay for it, okay. All right, I'm looking at the website, man. It's actually not bad at all, brother. I'm going to be honest with you. Normally, when I see a website, if it was not, you know, very well set up, I'll let the client know right away. I say, hey, brother, you know what? This needs a little bit of TLC. But not in your case, man. It's actually pretty decent. So whoever...
I'm pretty happy with it, yep.
Yeah, no, I would be very straightforward with you and let you know, hey, man, you know, there's some things that need to be fixed on here. But, no, I mean, looking at the website, it's doing, you know, looks pretty well, looks pretty legit. Now, here's what happens with the website and just keeping things pretty straightforward with you, Lamar. It's wonderful to have a website because it gives the company a whole different perspective and a whole different view to the public. The thing is that if the website is not creating traffic, then it defeats the purpose of having a website. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so right now your website, though it looks really nice, very professional, it's not being viewed by people. And that's where the situation is taking place, right? So it's like having a billboard out in the middle of the desert, Lamar, you know? Yeah, so what we'll do is that we'll get that billboard and we'll put it in the middle of the highway, right? I mean,
okay.
Yeah, we'll get that website and also make sure it pops up as one of the top recommended options on the first page of Google, you know, right alongside of some of your competitors, which I'm sure you know which those guys are already, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you got Miller, Legacy, Little Man, Cross State, NC. So those guys. So here's the difference. The reason those guys are staying busy, Lamar, it's not that they're doing any work that's better than yours, brother. It's the simple fact that they're coming up as top recommended options. Okay, and that's where we would be placing LNR Excavations, okay, as one of those top recommended options. Now, are you currently on any type of social media, Lamar?
Facebook.
Okay, excellent. The only reason I'm asking that question is that Google works directly with Facebook, Lamar, so we would actually take your Facebook page, and we would get that promoted for you as well. We would be running what's known as Facebook ads. Not sure if you're familiar how Facebook ads work, Lamar.
I already run Facebook ads. But...
You run them already?
Yeah. That's
Okay. So I'm assuming if you know about them, so you're paying for them.
Yes, I'm paying for them.
Okay, all right. Well, part of the service that we do, they're already included. I mean, so you wouldn't have to be paying for those separately. It's included with the service on Google. Okay, so you don't have to be paying for those on the separate end. We also include Apple. You know, for Apple directories, anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari or Siri, that's included as well. Alexa is included. And then obviously also the new thing going on right now, which is AI, the artificial intelligence. We list you through there as well, okay? Now, you did advise Tara that you're willing to travel outside of Arthur, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is the important portion of the question that I have for you, Lamar. How many miles are you willing to travel? Because, I mean, we would also list that on Google, and customers will see, you know, how far you're willing to travel for the first time. How far are you willing to go?
Like 120 miles, probably.
Roughly 120. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would have to be, I told Tara, I wouldn't go for one job, like one day job. It has to be like a little bit bigger, pay a little better.
I was just going to ask that question as well. I mean, obviously it has to make financial sense if you're going to travel that much. You know,
you can't just go out and clean up somebody's backyard for drive 3 hours to get there.
right. Okay. You're absolutely correct. Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me put that here on the note. And then are you doing both commercial residential, Lamar, or what are you concentrating in for the most part?
It's mainly residential.
Okay.
A bread and butter, you could say, but.
Okay, but would you be open for some commercial work, brother?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's a whole different, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me put a note on that on here as well. And then, I'm looking at the notes here that Tara left. It says the R is for your wife, huh? LNR Excavation?
Yep.
That's pretty neat, brother. That's pretty cool. Okay. Alrighty. Bear with me here one quick second. Alrighty. And you're doing site prep as well, Lamar?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Obviously also demolition, correct?
Yeah, demolition.
Alrighty, perfect. Alrighty, well, it sounds like the timing is perfect. I mean, as long as you are able, you know, to pick up a couple more jobs, obviously we're not going to overwhelm you with work, brother, so don't think that's the case either. You know, but putting you on top of that first page, you know, making sure you're coming up under all the correct keywords and that you come up as one of the top recommended options in the area. So the pricing for the service, Lamar, is actually pretty affordable. It's $299 per month. That includes the ads on Facebook as well, so you don't have to pay those on your end. It includes the first page of Google. It includes putting your website on that first page as well. It includes the directories of Apple and Alexa, along with the artificial intelligence, which is AI. The first month of service, there is a programming charge for $99. You only pay that the first month. Every single month is $299 per month, okay? And then the good thing about Google services, Lamar, is that there's no annual contracts, nothing of that nature. The only thing that we ask is for a three-month verbal agreement that you stay with the company 3 months to see the full potential of the service. Now, the machines that you're working with, Lamar, and I'm sorry that I'm, you know, going back to this because the system just asked me to verify. What machines do you carry, Lamar, if you don't mind me asking? Because I'm only asking that question for the commercial type of work. I mean, are you carrying all the equipment for, like, prep and demo?
Not, like, okay, I do, but not. I mean, I'm not large scale. I'm not sure. That's kind of what. I don't have, like, the big bulldozers and all that, but. So
okay.
Basically,
right.
I have a skid steer and excavator, but I can obviously get a hold of. I have sources to get a hold of the equipment I need, but.
Okay. All right. Is that why you're sticking mostly to residential, then, brother?
Well, that's basically what I. That's all I've got so far. I mean, that's all the work I've got. I haven't got any commercial yet.
Okay. All right.
I'm open to that, but it's yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, man. We'll list you for that on Google, brother. And I'll tell you this, man. I mean, once you're on that first page, you know, and we'll list you for commercial as well, you'll see that it definitely be a game changer once you're coming up under all the correct keywords. And then you'll be right alongside of your competitors who are capturing all the work. Now, what's your last name, Lamar?
Miller.
How do you spell that?
M-I-L-L-E-R.
Oh, Miller, I'm sorry. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you, brother?
LDM, all lowercase, LDM0RDM@gmail.com.
Okay, I have LDM, I have L as in Lime, M as in Mary, V as in Victor, and then what else?
No, it's LD. V as in dad, then M as in mom.
Okay.
And then 0, R, D as in dad, M as in mom.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail, okay. Perfect. Now that 217-512-1354, is that a good number that we can list on that first page of Google, Lamar, where the clients can reach you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to add anyone else to the account, Lamar, that's authorized? Did you want to add your wife or just yourself?
Just myself.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. And then, Lamar, are you taking pictures of any of the work that you do by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. That's great. All righty. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Lamar? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just in case we send correspondence in the mail.
351 North, which is just N, then CR, then 000 East. Arthur.
Okay, and what's the SIP code there?
61911.
Okay, you said 51 North and then CR 00 East?
351.
Oh, 351. Okay, stem. Oh, yeah, there it is. 351 North CR 00 East.
Zero East.
Okay.
It's 3 zeros.
Oh, 3 zeros. Okay.
Yeah.
351. Okay. Perfect. Let me update that here. Bear with me one quick second. Alrighty. And aside from this, this whole Google and work stuff, how's your day going, brother?
Oh, it's not too bad. Just finishing up a job, trying to get all cleaned up, move out. But yeah, hope to move out by lunchtime. But yep.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Okay. Yep. I'll get you off the phone.
It's been about 5 weeks, so it's about time to call it a day.
Oh, okay. Okay, man. It's been a while then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All right. And then, Lamar, I do have to create a password for the account. This is just in case you ever wanted to make any changes on Google. You needed to update a picture or something of this nature. We have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 security questions. You can choose one of them. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Slaboff. That is spelled as Slabough.
No, okay, perfect. Fla, and that's V as in Victor, or B as in boy?
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Okay. U G H, perfect. Play ball. Okay.
But before you go too far, I don't know that. I'm not. Today I probably better not go ahead with it today. I need to verify some things and check out that. That's all right.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, when you say you need to verify some things, what are you referring to there, brother?
Well, I just need to check and see where I'm at, see if I can afford to go on with this. Taking on too much stuff like that already.
Yeah, I mean it's $2.99 per month, Lamar. I mean the ROI on this, the return on investment, it's gonna take care of itself. I mean, obviously, if we get you, let's say in a worst case scenario, you only get one job. I mean, it still pays for that $2.99 to get you on that first page. Right, I mean.
Right, but I'm not sure. I have to make sure I don't go bankrupt before I do it.
No,
I'm just a new company. And definitely. Cash flow is a little tight right now, so I'm not sure I need to be looking at to add more stuff to my cash flow. Kind of where I'm coming from. It's, yeah.
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. But you're not, I mean, it's not an expense, right? I mean, it's an investment that you're doing for the business to capture more of the clients that are looking for the services that you offer on Google. So,
right.
Again, I don't think that, you putting your company there in that position where you're going to open up those opportunities for work is a bad idea, right? I don't think
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying if I can make it with what I got now and get me by for another couple months, so when this cash flow starts coming a little bit better, then it'd be a good time to to add on and whatever. Because right now, I want to make sure I get paid. I get everything paid that I have so far. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. You guys. I'm just.
I understand that you want to, make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, but here's the thing, to get on that first page of position of Google, it's not like anyone can come any day and just say, hey man, just put me on that first page now, now I'm ready to go. It doesn't work that way, Lamar. There has to be an opening available on that first page in order for us to place you on there. And that's what we have right now.
So there's nobody else that can do that, is what you're saying? Like, no other companies that can do that?
No. I'm not saying that, right? I mean, just so you know, in the States, there's 40 companies that are direct channel partners to Google. We're one of them, right? So we're not the only company in the States that has a direct channel partner with Google. There's 40 of us nationwide, right? We're one of those direct channel partners to Google. Anytime a position on that first page becomes available, we get notified of it. And that's what we have today, right? So that's what you're trying to secure on that first page, Lamar. I mean, that's the important factor of this, right? Because the $300, like I said, the ROI on that, it's a piece of cake, brother. I mean, you know, like I said, with just one job that we send your way, I mean, it pays for itself. You see what I'm saying? And then everything else is just, it's profit for you. But, you know, it's just a game changer, Lamar. Once you're coming up under all the keywords, that's why your competition, they're the guys that are coming up as first options on Google, right? Those are the guys that, you know, are staying busy because they're the first options on Google.
I guess I'll just be straightforward with you here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Out of those 40 companies that do the same thing as you do, I'm probably working with two of them already. I'd love to work with you guys. I mean, you guys sound like good guys to work with. I've already had this opportunity for the last day or two. But yeah.
And here's the thing, and just like you said, being straight up with me, I'll do the same for you, brother. How is it that you're working with these two companies, yet you're not coming up on that first page position? I mean, where is your money going then?
I have other stuff that I'm paying them to do. So they just, like, part of their packages, I can add this to it if I want to. But it's just a matter of, I don't want to increase my monthly pay right now. Kind of where I'm coming from.
Well, one of the things that you can do, I mean, you can always, you know, try the services side by side, the services that we render compared to what you're getting now, and then you can make a determination there on what's more profitable for you, man, because at the end of the day, is whatever's working for you, right? I mean, you have to see a return on your investment, right? I mean,
right.
I'm looking at your account on Google, and I don't see... You said somebody's working with you, but it doesn't show anybody managing that account for you, brother. So that's
okay.
You know.
Okay, but I think, yeah. So where'd you guys find me?
So we have a marketing department. When you're not one of Google's top recommended companies, you become an ideal candidate to us. I mean, normally they'll find you on directories. If you've been listed on, like, Thumbtack, HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, which are third-party vendors. Our marketing team usually will pick you up from one of those directories and send you over to us to offer you those opportunities on that first page of Google if you're not one.
Gotcha.
I mean, one of the things I can do if you want to give it a shot, Lamar. I mean, I can, as a courtesy, I can waive that initial setup charge, the $99, which we charge everyone, just so you can, you know, try the service and see what I'm referring to. So you can, you know, jump on board with us, and we can get you up there on that first page, and then I'll do just the $299 flat for you, brother. You know, so, I can tell you this, that, you know, once you're on that first page of Google, once you see the services, how they work on there, and that you're coming up, because the point here is to come up under the correct keywords, brother. That's where the real reward will be for L&R, right? Once we do that for you, and then, you know, we're extending you not only to the Arthur area, right? You're going to be visible to, you know, quite a bit of a distance outside of that. So it's not just sticking to that. So I'll do the $299 for you. That'll get you on board with us. And then, you know, once you see our services compared to, you know, the other guys that you say you're working with, then you can make a decision from there who you want to keep. But I'll tell you this much, man. Actions speak a lot louder than words, brother. You know, and once you see what we're able to bring to the table, just like many of our clients, I think you're going to stick around with us.
Okay. So are you app-based or what? Or, like, do you have an app that you run or what?
Yeah. We have our own app as well, absolutely, at Local Splash. So we will give you access to what is called the dashboard, Lamar, where you're going to be able to see how many customers are clicking on your profile that we're updating on that first page. How many people are navigating the website? Because right now your website, like I said, it's a very nice website, but it does no good. You know, it's like having a racing car that you can't race because there's no racetrack. You know,
yeah.
You know, so your website is really.
So on my website, what can you guys see? You said that about stump grinding. Is that all you can see?
No. Here, let me go back to it. I was just on it there. I'll tell you right now what I can see. Give me 1 second. The other things that I can see on here, excavation services, obviously designed for your property, land clearing, forestry mulching, grading, obviously, for the site work. You're also doing tree and stump removal, which is pretty good because that's actually one of the trending keywords right now, Lamar.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Tree and stump removal is the trending keyword on Google. So if you're doing that, I mean, we can even go that route with you as well to get you more jobs for that particular keywords that are trending. And then you're doing also construction on the pond and lake, it says on here. Obviously dirt work and, you know, site prep. So there's quite a bit of things that you're doing, brother, but because those keywords are not in place, people have no idea that L&R Excavation can do this type of work.
Gotcha.
See, and that's where we're putting you out there, you know, to let the public know that, hey, L&R can do this work, and especially, like I said, under the stump removal side. That's really where, you know, it'll kick off as well.
Gotcha.
So, I do have, you know, all the information that you gave me, and all the keywords. Now, on Google, it shows that your, the hours of operation that you have on here is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Did you want to keep it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me. And you're not working on the weekends, brother?
I mean, I don't want phone calls on the weekend, basically.
Okay, no, gotcha.
Like, I don't want client calls on the weekends.
Understood.
I'll do my other work on weekends, but.
Okay, understood. No worries. Okay, perfect. Let me make a note of that here. Thank you so much. Okay, so no weekends, just Monday through Friday. And like I said, brother, once you see this, watch, I'm not just saying this to talk out of my, you know what, you'll see the difference, man. And you know, we'll circle back around and you'll see, you know, that having all those keywords in place and coming up as first options is going to be quite a bit of a game changer here. Now, I did remove the setup charge, so all you're looking at would be that $299. Now the company does allow two different ways, Lamar, for us to get the ball rolling. You can either take care of the monthly charge with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Which would you prefer?
Okay. I'm just not going to do it today.
Okay, okay. Is there something that's, you know, again, that's perfectly fine, brother, if you don't want to do it today. I mean, is there something that's just, you know, not really convincing you here today, or something that's, you know, holding you back?
No. I, like I said, I I think you guys, like, do good work. I'm sure you guys do great.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my tag control right now is just not, I'm just not able to, I don't think I'm going to be able to take on that yet. But I'm trying to just get through this week, so make sure I just want to make sure I don't run dry this week. This week is basically what I'm out to. So, like, you know, next couple weeks I got one of those. That's kind of where I'm going from. Resources right now to like I said, I just don't have cash.
Okay.
I'd love to get you guys get on board with you guys, but I just can't stay. That's just what I'm out here.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, you know what? I won't take much of your time then. I did send my information over to you. You know, whenever your finances get better, man, you feel free to give me a call back.
All right. I'll do that.
All right. Sounds good, brother. Thank you.